We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following is a presentation of Learfield. Welcome to Duck Insider.
Our whole athletic department, there's a level of expectations of success.
Throw, catch, touchdown, Oregon.
He can run and slam.
This is back out for a three. Left wing is good.
In the air to center, back at the wall. He's out of here.
Really excited that we get to rep our Ducks and hopefully come back to Eugene with some championships.
Indoor track and field national champion.
And for the fourth time in the last 6 years, the Ducks are Pac-12. Champions.
We have so many teams that are excelling right now, and it's really fun to be a part of.
Give it to me, baby. My house. I'm taking it there.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Thank you. Happy Friday. We've got a lot of basketball, a lot of tennis going on this weekend. The Ducks against the Huskies in three different sports. Men's tennis tomorrow, women's basketball tonight, men's basketball on Sunday. We've got Dane Altman. We've got Kelly Graves. We're talking a lot of hoops on the program today and some announcements around Oregon football, and that's where we begin the show today. Bo Nix, quarterback, 7,251 career passing yards, 57 total touchdowns, the 2019 SEC Freshman of the Year. The Ducks featuring him via social media today. He is one of a few guys that the Ducks are, well, highlighting as they transfer into the University of Oregon. Christian Gonzalez is the other, a cornerback, 2021 All Pac-12 honorable mention, 78 career tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss in 2021. Can't wait to see him going to work for the Ducks. And as we're live in the 1 o'clock hour, there's going to be more coming from Oregon football. Now, I see all the same things on social media that you all do, and USC announcing Travis Dye is headed there. Best of luck to Travis Dye. We'll see what happens. Oregon and USC may be on a collision course to meet in that Pac-12 championship game. With the two new head coaches, we'll see what happens. But best of luck to really all of the Ducks who decide to move on in their careers, and I wish them all nothing but success. We're going to talk a lot with Dane Altman coming up. And first, let me take a look at what happened last night around Pac-12 basketball. Washington, a little bit of a slow start against Oregon State, got the win without Mike Hopkins, their head coach who is in COVID protocol. We'll see if he's going to be coaching for the Huskies in that 7 o'clock meeting on Fox Sports 1, 6:30 pregame here on the Oregon Sports Network coming up on Sunday. But that is a important storyline because Washington seems to be playing a little bit better, and the Ducks have got to take care of business and maintain that momentum after what was a historic weekend on the road, beating back-to-back top five teams for the first time since 1976. That's been done in the history of college basketball. Two top five teams. Impressive. Really impressive. More to come as well on the subject with the Pac-12 standings. Colorado gave USC everything that they wanted. And Colorado, I'll be honest, I thought that it might help Oregon if Colorado had won that game. Because right now, USC is going to be a quality win no matter what. But if Colorado could be trending in the upward direction and then Oregon knocks them off on Tuesday, maybe gets a win in Boulder, I think that makes that resume win bigger for the Ducks if they can take down Colorado a few times. We'll see. A lot to talk about today. I do want to get to Dane Altman because we have a lot of interviews for you. Dane Altman talked earlier this week about kind of what the schedule was like. He was meeting with the media on Wednesday, so you're going to get a taste of what the schedule's like, what he's thinking about maintaining momentum heading into this matchup with Washington, and a lot of storylines. Looking back at the weekend that was, how the Ducks maintain that momentum, what's gone right for Oregon, has something clicked for the Ducks as they are now, in all of the latest bracketology projections, in the tournament. Love to see it. Now they got to keep it up, and they got to defend home court against Washington at 7 o'clock. Let's hear from Coach Altman from this week.
Coach, I know that a lot of the fan base is really excited over the past couple of games, and they might be a little bit frustrated that that momentum might be stopped because the next game obviously got canceled. Have you seen any of that with your players, or at this point are you kind of just used to the way things are going?
Well, Zach, I think everybody's kind of adjusted. You know, we were fired up about playing. You know, you have a good weekend. You want to keep playing, you know, and timing sometimes helps you. Sometimes it doesn't, you know. And so it's going to be a long week. Guys don't like thinking about practicing for 6-7 days in a row without a game at this point in the season. But, no, they practice hard Monday and Tuesday. We'll practice today. We'll probably take tomorrow off. Just because I don't think we can, you know, keep our focus that long. And so we'll scrimmage a little bit today and take tomorrow off and then come back Friday, Saturday and try to prepare for Washington.
Yeah, I want to ask about Will specifically. And you mentioned him kind of taking a, more of a vocal role, more of a leadership role, and that being a key to the success last week. Any thoughts about what spurred that? Was it conversations you had with him, someone else had with him, just kind of frustration with where things were at and he took command? What was behind that?
Well, Rob, I think it was a combination of all those things. You know, the coaching staff, we've been talking to him about it all year. He's our most experienced player. He's very talented. The guys respect him, you know, so, and he's watched Eugene and Chris, who were really good leaders a year ago, Peyton year before that. So he's had experience with guys. Paul White was really good his senior year. So he's had experience with those guys. And you know, he knows how important that is. And so I think, you know, he finally got a little frustrated with the way things were going. And has really done a good job. I mean, he's just talking in the huddles and, you know, reinforcing what the coaches have to say. And it just kind of brings everybody together.
If you don't mind if I could follow up real quick, because he's kind of naturally a little bit of a soft-spoken guy, at least with us. He almost reminds me of like a Marcus Mariota where, I mean, is it harder than some other leaders to get him to raise his voice with guys, or does he just have a different demeanor within the team than he does outwardly?
Well, it's not easy for him because he is quiet, you know. And so... You know, personalities, you know, Chris was a talker and Eugene, you know, he was just that energy, you know. So, you know, some people it's easier for. But Will, you know, has done a great job, you know, and you don't have to say a lot, but you have to make sure that the guys understand that, you know, this is the direction we got to go. You know, I'm all in. You guys got to get all in. You know, this we got to go this way. And I think, you know, what he's done is, you know, brought everybody together in that regard and kind of gave us a direction.
Your thoughts on Devion's just efficient shooting? Because early on in the season, he wasn't shooting a good percentage. And I don't think he had much over 40%, and now it's a pretty consistent deal where he's right around 40, 50% from the field.
Well, I think he's just gotten a lot more comfortable playing with the guys. You know, it's no secret this year, you know, we've struggled, you know, a connection, especially defensively, but also offensively. But if you look at the analytics and Ken Palm and all those, our offense is way ahead of where our defense is. And so, you know, that connection is really important. But for Davion's numbers offensively, I think it's just he's got a really good understanding now where his shots are coming from. You know, he's being aggressive in transition, which gives you a couple easy opportunities. You know, he's ready to shoot the ball when guys penetrate. And I think, you know, one, you know, penetrating kick he had, you know, against USC to start the ball game, you know, we had Jacob penetrating and he was ready to shoot it on that wing right in front of their bench. And he caught that thing. There was no hesitation. So again, I just think he's much more comfortable and he's a good offensive player. You know, he's got a good 3-point shot, a very consistent 3-point shot. He's got great arc on the ball. He works at it. He's in the gym all the time. So, you know, we needed him finishing a little better at the basket, especially with his right hand. But I think he's really focused on that now and, you know, trying to get to the free throw line because he's a phenomenal free throw shooter. He's 80-some. In an area we're really weak, we'd like to see those 80% free throw shooters get to the line.
Dana, do you have any back-end concerns just about scheduling? I mean, the more of these things that get postponed and put off, the more it seems like the conference is going to have to jam them all into February before March. Are you worried at all about how many games per week you might see if this keeps up or if there's going to be any issue of three or maybe even more games per week as the conference tries to make games up?
Well, there won't be any more than three, Andrew, but you know, you kind of get concerned, you know, with the Colorado game being made up next week, we're only going to be one game behind. You know, last year in February, we had only played 7 conference games. And I was worried, and I thought we jammed up way too many there late. I was worried about, you know, injury because, you know, we were playing 3 every week. So I was a little concerned a year ago. But if we don't have any more cancellations, you know, we should only have one more 3-game week. And so, you know, I'm hoping that's the situation. I do wish that we played Washington, say, on Saturday or something, you know, just to give us a little bit more time. But with only one game to make up, I think we're still okay. But if those numbers pile up anymore for us, then, you know, you're just worried about late season injuries, playing 3 games, being on the road. Those things kind of do start concerning them.
Yeah, Dana, what are your thoughts on just the progression of Dante and how he's improved this season? I mean, he's playing more than he ever has. He's playing more minutes than he ever has. And he just seems to be getting better and smoother and more relaxed out there.
Chris, you know, if you look back, he just hasn't played much ball for us. You know, he came in late. He's only been here 25 months. I know it's his third year, but he's only been on campus, you know, 25 months. And, you know, he got here, he had tendonitis. You know, we didn't get much out of him that freshman year. I think he played in 9-10 games and, you know, minutes very low because of conditioning and tendonitis. And then last year played, what, 6 games and tore his ACL. So, you know, he hasn't played many games for us. And if you probably look at it right now, he's probably, you know, in the 3 seasons that he's been with us, the 2 years, he's probably right now to 30 games, you know, somewhere in that area. I'm not sure the exact number, but I would say 30 some games. So 1 year. And so it's taken a while. And coming back from an ACL and a big fellow like that is, you know, is a little bit more demanding, a little tougher than it would be on a smaller guy. When you're 245, 250 pounds, 6'11", you know, it takes a while. And it takes a while to get comfortable and confident in that knee. But his conditioning is improved. I believe he played 26 minutes kind of in both those games. And you know, he took a few minutes off. I told him during those minutes, we're going to have to get that a little better shape. But if we can get, you know, 25 to 30 minutes out of him. And you know, on a given night, there's going to be some nights he's in foul trouble. He might not get that many, but if we can get solid, you know, him running up and down the floor, because you see what a difference it makes when he runs. He got two easy ones against Oregon State running the floor, got another easy one against USC running the floor. It makes a big difference. Conditioning does on offensive rebounds, because you can't be a good offensive rebounder only going after ones in your area. You know, you got to move and get out of your area to be a good offensive rebounder, and conditioning is a big, big part of that. So hopefully, you know, he'll continue to get in shape and give us minutes, but we got to get him the ball more, Chris. You know, he went 6 for 7 against USC, went 5 for 6 against UCLA. You know, I've never claimed to be the smartest guy, but those numbers are pretty good. You know, we got to get him the ball a little bit more. And to do that, he's got to consistently post up so our guys know to look for him all the time. But our guards need to throw it in there more. And we need to get him the ball some more, because those numbers, you know, his percentages are really, really good.
To add to that, to put those numbers in context, as that was Dane Altman talking about in Folly Dante, he's the leading field goal percentage shooter in the Pac-12 right now. He's right around 70% from the floor overall on the season. So his efficiency, his skill, his touch inside, the numbers would tell you it's maybe the best in the league. He played 31 minutes, Dante did, against UCLA. If he can play that many minutes, and I know Coach said that maybe some of those minutes he took off at times, but if he can get to that level, it changes the way that Oregon can play. And particularly against a Washington team that, in my opinion, on paper, can't match up with him inside. Impressive stuff. USC did not have an answer for Dante for a number of minutes. That's what you like to see. We do have some bad news coming here in the 1 o'clock hour. Oregon's matches against Cal Poly and Gonzaga, originally scheduled for Friday and Sunday, Friday being today, have been postponed due to COVID protocols within the Oregon women's tennis program. The Ducks will work together with the two schools to reschedule the matches, and the new dates and times will be announced when finalized. So best to Oregon women's tennis, and get healthy, get better soon. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Dane Altman talking about Sunday's 7 o'clock tilt against the Huskies on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
Dear winter, you can't stop a new 2022 Toyota. No matter the weather, the Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone's comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Find yours at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
Dear winter, you can't stop a new 2022 Toyota. No matter the weather, the Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone's comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Find yours at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back inside the Country Financial Studio. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you. Continuing hearing from Dana Altman. Every time we hear from a coach this year, it's brought to you by our friends at the Willamette Valley Cancer Institute and Research Center. Fight like a duck with cancer care you can count on. Dana Altman, continuing hearing from the Oregon men's basketball head coach. 6:30 pregame show on Sunday at Matthew Knight Arena. The Ducks against the Huskies. They're coming off a win over Oregon State. Ducks don't get the opportunity to play last night because of COVID protocol in the Cougar program. Waiting a little longer to play the Huskies and keep that momentum going. More from Coach Altman this week.
Yeah, Coach, I know you touched on this a little bit over the last week, but with a guy like Eric Williams, he was just one of the kind of quartet of wings you guys had last year, and this year he's the guy on the wing, and he's coming off the bench. Just wondering how he's been handling that role, and just in your eyes, how he can continue to kind of adapt his game with all these guards.
Well, Eric went through a stretch there. You know, he had some injuries. He wasn't feeling right and struggled a little bit like our whole team. But I've been really impressed with the way he's bounced back. You know, he's given us great minutes. And, you know, I think Eric's a pretty basketball savvy guy. He figures he's been in a lot of the minutes to count those minutes down the stretch. I always tell our guys that I'd be a lot more concerned about the minutes down the stretch than I would the start. You know, they all want their name called so they could dance and, you know, bump fists with everybody. But, you know, bottom line is Eric's been in a lot of minutes when it's counted. And I don't know how he's handling it. Appears to be good. We've got our lineup for right now, and he's getting his minutes. He just needs to continue to play hard and worry about doing things to help us win.
Hey, Coach, you know, you guys had a rough start to the season at 6-6, but you're 5-0 over your last five. What's been like the mentality change both within the team and within the coaching staff?
Well, the guys, you know, are feeling good. You know, they're pretty energetic now. You know, they were frustrated early. We all were. You know, I mean, it's hard as coaches. You try to be really consistent, win or lose. You know, here's what we do. This is how we do it. We just got to keep hammering away. If we're not successful, if we are successful, we don't change. This is what we do. Here's our practice. You know, we try not to change our personalities off the floor, win or lose. You know, we want the guys to know they can count on us. And so, you know, off the floor, you know, we don't ever change. You know, this is what our expectations are. And, you know, we try to be there to support the players all the time. And on the floor, we try to be really consistent. Now, there'll be some times where the players get frustrated, coaches get frustrated, and the energy level seems to, you know, to really change when the players really feel confident and good about themselves. And so, you know, in those times that we don't have that energy, it's kind of the coach's obligation, clap their hands a lot, try to get them going. But guys are working hard, and that's one thing I'll give them credit for. Even when we were really struggling, you know, they never quit. They never quit working hard. They just kept looking for answers, just like our coaching staff. And we worked together to try to get a few answered, and we're playing better. But I told the guys, that's no guarantee that we'll continue to play better. We got to make it happen. And it was a great week for us. Everybody's got their heads up. But the only way we continue that is continue to work hard and continue to get better, because other teams are going to get better. We still got 2 months to go in the season. You know, our season's a long one. You know, we start October 1 and we're not hopefully done till April 1. That's 6 full months, you know. And so we still got over 2 months to play, we hope. So just got to keep hammering away and hopefully getting better.
Dana, it's not uncommon for coaches to tell us that they're kind of ignoring all the outside noise and not focusing on anything that they can't control. That being said, you guys are a big story right now, and people are talking about you. I mean, ESPN named you the team of the week last week. Have you seen that play any effect on the morale of the team, or just kind of how they carry themselves off the field or off the court right now?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. You know, we don't talk about that stuff. You know, I'm not a big social media guy. So, you know, unless the assistants bring me something, you know, I don't follow that much. But, you know, the guys, I think, Zach, it's just the fact that, you know, they know they're playing better, you know, and they know they're playing together. And this is a team sport. And so, you know, when guys feel like they're connected with their teammates, and we're traveling, and you know, we spend a lot of time together. You know, you're on those buses, you're on flights, you know, you're in the hotels, you're in team meetings, you're watching film together. You know, we spend a lot of time together. And so when you're winning and everybody's kind of having fun, you know, that just increases the energy levels. So, and when you're not winning, you know, that's when the coaches, like I said, got to clap their hands a lot and say, hey, fellas, we'll get this going. We got to keep working. You got to provide more energy. But right now the guy's pretty energetic, and, you know, it's our job just not to change the course. You know, this is what we do in practice. You know, we're not cutting back. We're not taking it any easier because we had a good week. We're going to practice hard. We're going to practice harder. You know, you guys got more energy, so let's use some of that up, and let's get better. And like I said, Monday and Tuesday practice were really good. Guys really, really tried to compete. And today, I hope it's the same.
Dana, I think back to that BYU game where in the post you had mentioned that, you know, you had been soft on this team, and things have very clearly kind of changed since. I'm just curious how your personal approach changed after that game and how that's kind of bearing some fruit now.
Well, Andrew, nothing changed off the floor. You know, I want our coaching staff to be consistent, be here for the players. So, you know, nothing really changed off the floor. It was just, fellas, I haven't done a good job. You know, I haven't pushed you hard enough. We're much better than this. You know, if you don't look in the mirror yourself, you can't get your players to look in the mirror. And I told them, I said, I haven't put the piece together. We haven't, you know, we're not a team. You know, it's my job to make you a team. We're not a team. We're not playing hard enough. You guys aren't connected with each other. You're definitely not connected with our staff. And all of us got to change this. I'm not saying you got all the responsibility. It's all of us. We all got to change. And, you know, and I said, fellas, this isn't going to be just like turning on a light switch. This isn't going to happen overnight. We have not done a good job for a matter of time. So this ain't going to just click. It's going to be gradual. We're going to get it back, but we will get it back if you work, because you're talented. And I never questioned their talent, Andrew. I said, Dante, you're still a good player. You just got to get in shape. Frank, you're a really good player. You got to understand what you can and can't do defensively. You know, Nate, you got to work harder. Isaac, you've been out for 2 years on a mission. You just got to keep pounding. It's going to come. And I just went down each of the guys like that, because I didn't question their talent, but I questioned whether they were connected. I challenged each of them to work harder because I didn't think we were working hard enough. And I took the blame for that because I didn't push you hard enough. You know, it's my job to push you and demand stuff from you. And when you don't like those demands, it's my job to understand, explain to you why they're important, for you to understand why they're important. And we didn't have that connection. And so I think it's gotten better, but by no means are we solved. We've got so much work to do. We still got a lot of question marks. We got still a lot of things that we can improve upon. All you got to do is watch the last minute of the UCLA game to know we better work on late game situations. And God dang, we got to start hitting free throws, you know, and our execution offensively can get so much better. Transition D has got to improve. You know, we've got to put things together quicker on the defensive end. So a lot of things to work on, but as I mentioned, great practices last couple of days. I hope the guys keep it up the rest of the week and we get ready for Washington. Washington's playing really good, so we're going to have to be ready to go on Sunday evening.
That's a Husky team that without head coach Mike Hopkins last night beat Oregon State, and now they also have a few extra days to get ready for the Ducks. So we'll see what that 7 o'clock game brings on Sunday at Matthew Knight Arena. I'm really looking forward to it. When we return, we're going to switch gears, talk about the team that's in action tonight against the Huskies. That's women's basketball in Seattle. 7 o'clock tip tonight with Terry Johns on the call. Back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
You're listening to Duck Insider.
Duck Insider
on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack in the Country Financial Studio. Oregon women's basketball is in action tonight, and I'll tell you, this is a big one because the Ducks, just like the Oregon men's basketball team, have a lot of momentum right now. Both teams with historic weekends, beating top five teams for the men, top 10 teams for the women. And they had to do it against a really good Arizona team in a conference game and then play a non-conference game on Monday afternoon against UConn. UConn, a little bit of a wounded warrior right now, but the Ducks took care of business. And you know what? The Ducks know what it's like to be a wounded warrior. There's no doubt. No doubt about that. But what I think is really interesting with this matchup this evening, 10 different Ducks have led the team in scoring in a game this season. Oregon has really spread the wealth. And that's, one, because they've had injuries, right? They've had to have their depth tested. But if you're Kelly Graves, you got to feel good now getting a lot of those players back. A lot of other players have played some different roles. A lot of other players have stepped up in games. 10 different players have led the team in scoring. If you can put all those pieces together, and in a matchup against Washington, they have the chance to do that, I feel pretty good. Kelly Graves talking with the media yesterday before the Ducks tip off tonight at 7 o'clock against Washington in Seattle.
We'll start with what's the word on Niara, Kelly?
Hey, pretty good. She practiced today for most of it, so I think we're good to go there.
Obviously, it's not ideal to have games postponed, but I guess just your reaction to actually having one rescheduled now on Wednesday and confidence that maybe this game on Sunday that's been postponed maybe gets played because we're starting to see it happen a little bit.
Yeah. There's been some made up games. Yeah, you're always disappointed when you don't have a game. I really feel bad for Washington State, you know, because they're the ones that are actually having to go through the COVID cases. This is a tricky one in terms of a coach. You know, I would, since it really wasn't us that, you know, had the issue, I'd hate to think we'd have to now fly to Pullman on a separate trip sometime. You know what I mean? I don't know how they're going to prioritize all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, we've lost three home games, and now this one, that's, you know, disappointing. But I guess the silver lining is we have three next week. So, you know, in it could be a blessing in disguise. We'll at least make it that way.
KG, you said a couple weeks ago it was – you were in mid-November mode. Is it December yet for you, or perhaps even January, in terms of where you're at as a team?
No, we're still playing catch-up. We had a nice weekend, you guys, but we're still not where we want to be at this point. We can clean some stuff up and continue to get better. But, yeah, I think we're still, you know, we're moving along. We're getting back in the game, but it'll take some more time.
Coach, you had Pinto on the floor to close out against Arizona with Sabaly, Pau-Pau, Prince, and Rogers. How do you evaluate her chemistry with those four, and how do you evaluate that fifth woman in the closing lineup moving forward?
Well, I think Shania had a great weekend. Somebody had pointed out, I think in her 26 minutes played or 24 minutes played, she was a plus 26 or plus 24. I don't know. They were flipped. That's very efficient basketball. You know, and we trust her down the stretch, especially on the defensive end. You know, I think she only scored 2 points on the weekend, but I thought she was really valuable and executed her role very, very well. If she can give us energy, rebounds, and, you know, and great defense, then that's exactly what we need from her. So, and I'm one of those guys who never focuses on who's starting, but who's finishing games. That's what you want to be more concerned about. And obviously we trust her to have her in late in those games.
Kelly, going off what you just said, I mean, I think that you probably brought Sedona off the bench partly because she was out with COVID and to give her more time to kind of get her legs back. But after finding success with her as a sixth man, do you plan to leave her there, or are you going to try and transition her back into the starting lineup at some point?
I don't know. Still work in progress. That's the honest answer. And maybe she – I really haven't talked to her about it, but maybe she kind of enjoys coming off the bench, so to speak, to start. Some people are like that. You know, Kevin McHale worked his way into the Hall of Fame as a sixth man. So, you know, sometimes just people are more comfortable. They have a chance to see what's going on. But if you notice, she's usually on the floor at the end of the game. Just like I said, we don't really concern ourselves with who's starting. Now, that being said, we started well with a small lineup the first weekend in the Bay. And then we started slowly with a small lineup this past weekend. So, that's why I say it's a work in progress. We'll figure it out. I'm not sure which way we'll go yet.
Kelly, how much of a luxury, I mean, is it for you just to be able to chop and change lineups like that, which isn't necessarily something that you guys could always do in the past?
Oh, I think that's why, like, about our team, I think we're real versatile. And when we get this thing really rolling, I think that's what's going to make us difficult to defend. And if we're fortunate enough to get into the NCAA tournament, I think that's going to make us a difficult out. Because we can go small, we can put multiple scores on the floor, multiple playmakers at different times. We can go big, you know. And I think we're going to be able to match up with everyone, you know, to some degree. So yeah, that's how this team was built, and we're starting to see it, you know, come to fruition a little bit. But like I said, we've got to keep getting better, especially at the defensive end, and you know, and we'll just keep working at it.
To Washington specifically, Kelly, obviously you played Van Dyke before, but what makes her the challenge that she is to try and contain, and with Mulkey and Schwartz both out of Rice, just what have you seen from them and what they've brought to the table for Washington this season?
Yeah, you know, I really like Van Dyke. She's a heck of a player. You know, she's just crafty. I think one of the best offensive rebounders in the conference. You know, she has shown some more range this year, and she's just, you know, especially defensively, you know, she gets a lot of steals because she kind of baits you into throwing the pass at the high post or in the low post and then makes her way around. She's just a good player. And, you know, Mulkey, you know, we're at least one of the few teams that can kind of match her size for size. But, man, I'll tell you, she's got good range and a really great touch. That's where she's at her best, in that 15 to 17 foot range, squaring up and knocking shots down. And she does a really good job in the high post. She's got a nice feel, very similar to Sedona, knows when to pass, how to hold a seal, that kind of stuff. So, and then Schwartz, you know, she's reunited here with Maddie Shear. They were high school teammates and best friends back at Ryle High School. I kidded Maddie, who's the greatest of all time out of that high school? I think Maddie feels like she is. I'm sure Schwartz feels like she is. So anyway, that'll be a fun matchup. But I really like this team. I think Coach Teen has done an awesome job. They're patient. They cut really hard. They space the floor well. They execute their stuff. And they're not surprisingly, they're sneaky good defensively. You look at their numbers, they're sneaky good. And let's face it, they've played well in the up games. They played North Carolina tough. They played Louisville tough. They had a nice weekend in LA last weekend. I thought they played very well, considering they hadn't played in a long time. So this would be considered an up game, I would assume, for them, because we're kind of the rival school. So this, I anticipate a really good matchup.
Hey, Coach, it feels like this team is like a completely new monster whenever Tahina's on the floor. Can you talk a little bit about how she affects the way you guys play?
I didn't hear who on the floor?
Tahina Paopao.
Oh, Tahina. Yeah, well, she had a great weekend. I think she showed, how effective she can be, and how elite. You know, I think she's one of the best guards in the country. She's still, kind of in that November, early December mode like we talked about. I don't think her timing's all the way back, but I love how she's really hunting her shot. She's really looking to be aggressive offensively and has done a pretty good job defensively. But yeah, she makes us a whole different team because she can stretch the floor. She can make a play not only for herself, but for others. And, you know, if she gets her game going in the paint, she's a tough guard. So, yeah, I'm really pleased with what I've seen so far. And she's leading in practice, which is really good. We just need that. Yeah, we're a different team, and she brings some swagger to us too. You know, I saw her flex in that last game a couple of times. She flexed one time after she had scored inside, and the other team ran it right down our throat, UConn did, and got a layup. She's still flexing. So we had a little chat about that. But, no, she's she has a little bit of edge to her, and I love that.
Edge is a good description, isn't it, for Tahina Paopao. We're going to hear more from Kelly Graves coming up. Some other news around Oregon athletics today as well. But part two of Coach Graves previewing tonight's matchup with the Huskies. 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
At Shadow Hills Country Club, our all-inclusive event pricing allows us to take care of all of the details while you enjoy your event. Our wedding garden, expansive grounds, ballroom, and meeting rooms can accommodate any size event and come complete with full catering and service staff. From weddings to business and social events, Shadow Hills offers the benefits of a resort atmosphere and the peace of a country setting just minutes from downtown Eugene. For more details, call us today or go to shadowhillsevents.com.
Money isn't interested in the fact that you dream of going to Greece, and it doesn't pace at night wondering how you'll pay for braces three times. The point is, money without people is just money. Only people can use it to run the family ranch, buy their first house, or adopt a happy old dog. To us, the powerful thing about money isn't money at all. It's helping you harness the power of yours. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And make the world a better place.
Learn more at Cheek and STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. I'm Joey Mack in the Country Financial Studio. This week's women's sports schedule spotlight shining brightly on Oregon women's basketball tonight, 7 o'clock against Washington in Seattle. Terry Johns will have the call with a 6:30 pregame show televised on Pac-12 Oregon as well. Always encourage you to sync up, Terry, and, well, whatever network is broadcasting on TV. Don't you want the hometown call? Why wouldn't you? I mean, you're listening to Duck Insider, after all. Listen to the voice of the Ducks, Terry Johns, tonight. Kelly Graves, part two, the Oregon women's basketball head coach, previewing the weekend ahead.
Hi, Coach. So I feel like one thing that really sets you apart from other teams right now is the fact that your players really have a great connection. Do you feel like that's something that they've always had from the beginning of the season, and now it's going to keep you for where your team's at now? Or do you feel like that's something that's really grown throughout the season and has helped you get to where you are now?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think chemistry in the women's game is perhaps more important than any other aspect, and that starts off the court. You know, we have a lot of new players, but I think they've all been assimilated very, very well. I think this is one of the closest units we've had. It kind of rivals that group when Sabrina and those guys, when we just had 10 of us that final 4 year. And they really get along. And I think it's starting to show up on the court. Now that we have a full allotment of players, our practices are far more competitive, but with a fun edge. And those that have played sports know what I'm talking about. You know, it's you can compete and still have fun. You can talk smack to each other. And I think when you're talking that smack, I think that's a loving act. You know what I mean? If it's done in the right way. And I'm seeing that with this group. And so, yeah, I think we're just going to really grow in this last couple of months of the season. But, yeah, they're a fun group to coach for sure. I enjoy coming to practice each and every day. And that's because of them and their attitudes.
Thanks, Kelly. Good to chat with you always. I kind of want to put some numbers to the growth you were just talking about. One question on the offensive end and one on the defensive end. You have four shooters right now at or above 40% from three. If that continued over the full season, you haven't had that since 2018, 2019, and that whole group, you know, the Aaron Boley years. I'm just wondering, you know, you compare that, obviously, a number of those players have been out for part of the year. Do you see this as a similar kind of ceiling in terms of the offense? That team, just for reference, was best in the country in points per possession, as was the group you had the following year.
Yeah, and I think it's for a couple of reasons. I think, number one, we've gotten some better shooters back. India Rogers and Tahina Pau-Pau are excellent shooters. But with the addition of those two and Niara, now you've got some playmakers. Niara attracts a double team. And if you mentioned the Boley years, well, she actually didn't get open too much because they would sit somebody on her. But somebody on the perimeter was open because they had the help on Sabrina on penetration, or Satu, or Ruthie down low. And so with Niara, you know, she's attracting multiple defenders, which means there's going to be open people. So I think if you looked at our shot selection, I think it's better now. And maybe that's why those numbers are going up. We're not shooting as many contested shots because now we've just got more playmakers that are helping shrink the floor, so to speak, or stretch the floor, however you want to put it. So, yeah, I think it just is a little bit of everything. And I think it's also, you know, your team evolves a little bit. You figure out your roles and who should be shooting and who shouldn't be shooting. You know, and that comes throughout the season. So,
well, my other question on the numbers is just on the defensive side of things, which is to say, you talked about wanting to continue to improve on the defensive end. Obviously, you know, even you go back to 18-19, you guys were solid. 19-20 was when you would really kind of reach that elite level defensively. You're 85th, I want to say, in the country in defensive points per possession right now. Typically, it's top 50 teams that end up in the Final Four. I just wonder what your benchmark is, how you are going to measure defense getting to where it needs to be by March.
Yeah, well, with us, it's just been about consistency. If you watch the the games this last weekend, we had stretches where we played really, really good defenses. And then we have some lapses. You know, late in the game, the fourth quarter and overtime against Arizona, we were nails. I mean, we were really, really solid defensively. And then a couple of the quarters against UConn. It's just putting the 40 minutes together. We got to continue to improve. And, you know, I recruit offensive players, to be honest with you. All right. We try to teach them to defend the best we can. You know, we're just not an in-your-face kind of defense. We're not going to force a ton of turnovers. That's just the way we play. So I don't know what ceiling that would give us. But the group you talked about, you know, it took them a while to evolve defensively. You know, Satu, I love her to death. But, you know, when she got here, she didn't guard for a couple of years. Sabrina was, you know, hit and miss. And Aaron, you know, was limited somewhat. So, you know, it takes a while. But then they developed, like you said, into an elite defense. And I hope we can get there sooner than later.
Yeah, Kelly, I want to go back to Tahina and just the leadership role she's stepping into now. It really seems like when Sabrina got here all those years ago, for you as a coach, that was pretty easy to see that she was going to be the leader from day one all the way until the moment she left. And then since then, it seems like it's been a search for you guys to kind of find those leaders on the floor. As a coach, how much of that do you put on you to try and cultivate those leaders, and how much of it is they have to kind of find it out for themselves and you need to take some time to allow those leaders to show themselves?
Well, yeah, it's a little of both, right? I mean, it's a process of evolving into that. You know, it's been tough for Tahina this year. She is our natural leader because she's likable. She's obviously a great player. People, you know, listen to her. But she's been out. So it's tough to lead when you're not actually out on the court. So she's just now kind of stepping into that role. You know, same with Niara. Niara is one of those voices in the locker room that people listen to, you know. She's been around the block. And she, you know, but she's been out as well. So that's kind of hard for people to really buy in and listen to her. You know, and then Sedona, I think she's really trying. And I'll tell you, I've been really impressed with what I've seen with her. So I think we actually have shared leadership, different situations. We've had others, you know, or different players step up in those situations. Sydney Parrish, Maddie Shear. I think India's sneaky in that department, too. And I just think when you have your best leadership, it's not just one person that takes the mantle. It's everybody. You know, those years we keep talking about, I hate to always go back to them, but, you know, Satu had a really strong voice and she was one that could stand up to Sabrina. And you need that, you know, you need that. So yeah, I'm seeing it evolve in this crew. I really like what I see. I think it's still, again, like I've said about 20 times today, I apologize for that. It's still a work in progress. We're still figuring that out.
Coach, I just wonder, like, philosophically, with you talk about the versatility and the kind of being in limbo in terms of the rotations. Could this be a year where a rotation almost differs game to game of based upon matchups? You have 7 to 8. Maybe you want to play one game, but 7 to 8 that fit better with a different matchup. I mean, does it need to be a set in stone rotation, or could it really kind of evolve based upon opposition?
Yeah, you know, Eric, that is a great question, and it's one that this is just my own philosophy. I think players like to know when they're going in, who they're most likely going to play. That's why you see in the NBA, you know, somebody gets hurt and they might insert a guy into the lineup. You're going, wait, what? That's not their sixth man. They don't automatically move the sixth man up and into the lineup. You know, they work it that way. And they kind of have that rotation down, you know, what they want to do. And I've always just felt people want to know that. They like that security of knowing, you know, I'm going to be in this kind of situation or at this time. So, but then there's the other side of you that wants to maybe, you know, match up to the other team or make them match up to you. So you do change the lineup. I think we're still working on that.
Good to hear that Niara is doing well and practicing, but you look to both limit her a bit this weekend. And I know, like, this is not meant as a slight at Washington, but limit her perhaps and try to get Shannon and Taylor, who didn't play last weekend, into this one a bit more.
Well, if the situation presents itself that way, yeah, I'd always like to do that, but I'm not necessarily just going to play, you know, someone because they didn't play the last game. We're going to stick with what's working for us and what we need at, in any given moment. I anticipate a really good game tomorrow, to be honest with you. I think it's going to be nails. I think they're a pretty good team. Coach does an awesome job. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. In an ideal world, though, yes, unless she's fully healthy, of course, you always want to rest them as much as possible.
The schedule ahead.
I hope that happens.
He hopes that happens. I'm sorry. I'm cutting off Coach Graves. The schedule ahead is Oregon taking on Washington in Seattle tonight and then unfortunately postponed on Sunday. Neither Cougar basketball team is going to be able to play the Ducks this week. The men were supposed to play them last night. The women were supposed to play them on Sunday in Pullman. Not going to be able to do that now. So the basketball schedule is women tonight. Men on Sunday, both with 7 o'clock tips. And if you're just joining us, Oregon women's tennis, unfortunately, COVID protocol in the Duck program has suspended, and we'll see what happens for rescheduling these matches, these non-conference matchups for Friday and Sunday for Oregon women's tennis. Men's tennis, though, is in action in Seattle, also against the Huskies tomorrow at noon. When we return, well, we're going to have a little fun thanks to our friends at the Duck Store here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home, but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon Athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
We are back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. I'm Joey Mack in the Country Financial Studio. Our friends at the Duck Store are doing something really cool. We're calling it Ask Coach, Dear Coach, if you will. Thanks to our friends at the Duck Store and the Women in Flight program. As the UO's nonprofit store serving the campus community since 1920, your purchases at the Duck Store support Ducks past, present, and future. Well, one of the things that's going on at the Duck Store, and if you go to the Duck Store, if you have, this is really angled at kids. We want kids to be able to ask coaches questions. So if you're at the Duck Store, say, hey, I heard about this Dear Coach campaign. I want to be able to have my son or daughter ask a question to a coach. And, well, you know what? We're going to take all those questions. We're then going to ask the coaches, and your question's going to get answered via social media from the coaches. It's a pretty cool campaign, thanks to our friends at the Duck Store. And I also have to say, anybody who follows me on Twitter, one of the things that you'll see is crazy Oregon socks. I hate wearing suits. I absolutely hate it. So when I took over as the voice of men's basketball, and it was kind of the norm before COVID to wear a suit to basketball games, I could not stand it. Why is it a thing that we wear a literal noose around our neck and it looks nice if you're a guy? I'm just not a fan of the suit and tie. That's why I work in athletics, everybody. I'm sitting here wearing an Oregon baseball pullover, right? Well, so I decided, okay, I'm going to wear like crazy Oregon socks and have some fun with this. So obviously, buy a lot of my socks at the Duck Store. And the Duck Store has, well, taken notice. And I got to say, this was the ultimate mama I made it moment, because the Duck Store today tweeted, get a sock collection that at Joey Mac UO would be proud of. I don't know how to feel about this. Like, but it's an awesome thing. I've had a lot of fun with it. I hope that fans have appreciated the crazy socks. I've been getting a couple fans that are like, how many of these do you have? And I'm like, well, they release a few different new ones every year, and they add up over time. Anyway, Duck Store, dear coach, go into the Duck Store, buy yourself some new Duck swag, and while you're at it, you could submit a question to a coach. Go Ducks this weekend.
The galaxy's safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.